Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Guardian Radio Live. This is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host today as we have a mash-up Wednesday with Aaron Green. Of course, Ian Munnings is with us, but we are having a different type of show today. We actually have a PTA in presence. We have the president of SAC, Alumni PTA. No. Change the name because it's not Alumni Association. This is SAC PTA, and we can explain what PTA means, right? Mm-hmm. And then we have the parent rep. Right? And we're going to have a conversation on the importance of PTA. Why are you joining the PTA in general? Right? So that's what we're going to learn about. We're going to learn about that. But I know Aaron has been doing some research for me as usual, and Ian can also chime in. Right? But PTA, Parents Teachers Association. And we have Tracy Halkidis, who's the president of St. Augustine's College PTA, here with us. Right? And how long have you been the president? When did you come in the reign? How long is your reign? And what do you do as president?
Well, good morning.
Talk directly to the mic. Go ahead, sorry.
Good morning, everyone. I'm happy to be here this morning. My name is Dr. Tracy Roberts Halkidis. I am St. Augustine's College PTA president for the 2023-2024 school year. And I just took over the reins this year. As you are well aware, we've been in limbo for the last 3 years. And this is the newest, since 2019, this is the first active PTA that we've had because of COVID. So we were really in limbo. And the outgoing president, really, you know, with COVID, we were just stagnant. So now with the country opening up and everything, schools opening fully, we had elections in September, October last year. And I was elected PTA president.
Is there any prerequisite to become a PTA president? I know, I'm familiar with who you are, right? You attended SAC, right? So to be PTA president, do you have to go to that big red machine school?
You don't have to attend St. Augustine's. You have to be a parent of a student currently attending SAC. Yes.
Okay, because I sometimes just want to sneak in and be a part of the SAC family. My child going somewhere else. It's not enough room for two of us.
No, you just have to be a parent of a school, of a child currently attending St. Augustine's, yes.
And mind you, I'm not actively involved in any PTA, and I should, right? Because my child is inside school. And we'll talk directly to Ms. Kemp, Samantha Kemp, who's a parent rep. That's a new title for me because I'm not sure what a parent rep is in a PTA. Mm-hmm. Can you kindly explain what a parent rep is and how did you become that?
Okay, so a parent rep would be one of the persons who would have been elected on the same, in the same forum as the, I guess, the traditional executive. So the parent rep would just be, so you would have, you know, your president, your treasurer, your vice president. So a parent rep would be one of the persons who sits on the executive mm-hmm. committee and assists with any work that the executive would need done.
Do you focus on the desires or concerns of parents within the PTA? And within the school, as the rep?
Well, as the rep, I work hand in hand with the other persons in the executive doing that, not alone.
Yeah, okay. Awesome.
And what I found interesting, because I appreciate that parents are there voicing their concerns, partnering with the parents and, of course, the teachers and the association. When I say association, I mean the school, mm-hmm. right? Is there, watch me be trapsy. Is there someone who lobbies for the student? Or that's the parent lobbying for their own child right there? And the reason why, because I went to SAC too, mm-hmm. right? And there were some times when I said, man, I want to talk too, mommy. Mm-hmm. When can I come in and say?
I think
that's what the student council is for.
Yeah, so you have a student council rep on the PTA.
Mm-hmm. No, the student council rep isn't on the PTA. There's a student council. Mm-hmm. that is formed by the students, and the students represent themselves, and they can voice their opinions directly through the PTA and directly to the principal.
Okay.
Yeah, right? All their issues and concerns and whatever, what have you, they go usually directly to the principal.
So that leads me into this, right? I'm trying again, because I'm trying to get a series on PTAs coming in and speaking on what they do. What exactly does a PTA do in a school?
Well, the PTA is the connection between the parents and the teachers, just as it says. But in doing so, you're there to support the school, which is really the students and the teachers. Mm-hmm. So we facilitate their needs and what we think, how we think we can best support them, where it be in any, you know, activities that they want to pursue, any needs that they have to pursue. And that's what the PTA is. And any issues that the parents may have, and we support the teachers as well in all of their endeavors.
Okay. I have some people on Zoom. I wasn't quite sure, but let me engage them to see if they make sure they're part of...
I'll go...
Could you confirm that? Because it's a strange thing. But I know you have events as a PTA,
mm-hmm.
right? And I know you just started back in January.
Yeah.
Just January, because you know there was a sabbatical because of COVID.
No, well, we started in September.
September. Okay, yeah. So September year. Mm-hmm. Now I understand. I understand. Forgive mm-hmm. me for that. What type of events the PTA tends to do?
Well,
because I assume we do fundraisers too.
Yes, we do.
That's a big part of what the PTA does, because to facilitate a lot of the to support a lot of the wishes or concerns of the school, the teachers, we have to raise funds. SAC is known for having a signature event in November. It's called the PTA Stakeout. We usually have that every November. That's the main fundraiser for the school. But this year, after being in COVID for 3 years and not really having an opportunity to see each other and socialize, we thought that over the last 3 years, there were several classes that missed milestones.
Yes.
Like their 20th anniversary, 30th anniversary. And we thought it would be a good way for them to get together and celebrate would be to have another event. Now, the event that we're having on Saturday really started in 2015. Right, that was the 70th anniversary of St. Augustine's College, which was formed in 1945.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, they had a 70th anniversary committee, which was chaired by Malcolm Adley. And that spearheaded the evening under the stars. And so I thought that it would be a good idea for the PTA to have a second fundraiser in the second term, to help to raise some funds, to do some things that we thought were important for this term. And hopefully this could be a legacy event moving forward.
Nice. I know you're known for your steaks.
Yes.
Did you all have any steak out?
We had it in November.
In November.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But let me hear about this event you say you're having. When is it?
So the event is scheduled for this Saturday. That would be February 18th, 7:30 in Red Square. Anybody who went to SAC or knows somebody who went to SAC knows, you know, the popularity of Red Square. And it's going to be a night to remember. It's an evening under the stars. We have several different DJs coming in to, you know, give a set. You're going to be able to do the bogle. You're going to be able to do the butterfly. Whatever your era was, we're going to have a little something for you that night. We have the 360 camera, so bring your girls, bring your guys, and you know, and even for the people who missed, you know, some people might have missed the excitement of Valentine. You see, SAC is already red and white, so you might as well. It just only makes sense, Ms. Erin Green, right?
No, I'm still mad. I don't know where the red square is. I have my red clothes ready.
Okay, you have your red clothes ready. Well, let me tell you where to wear them. Okay, so you come on Saks campus. Okay. If you're coming from Burnett Road, so you'd have you'd see the basketball court, because you know we between two main roads, you know, we have.
Yeah.
Yes. So you come from Burnett Road, you come down the hill, you pass the basketball courts. You'd get to a little gate, mm-hmm. and then you'd see the administration building, right? Mm-hmm. And the library. So there's a walkway right between the administration building and the library that leads you to Red Square.
See, so it's culture. That's why I appreciate the SAC culture, the Alumni Association. And what I want to ask them is, does having a parent in the PTA cause children to be more engaged in school? And is a parent's participation in the PTA a way to drive greater engagement from students in the school culture?
We would like to hope so, but the fact that your child goes to school, you should be, you know, more engaged in activities. And if you have a more active parent, studies show that if you have a more active parent, your child tends to be more engaged and tends to do well.
Yeah.
Better. Because if they have issues, you're better able to address them.
Absolutely.
So yes, I would say so.
Because you just had a son who was valedictorian the other day.
No, he wasn't valedictorian.
I just remember the name.
Was he was a merit scholar.
Yeah.
Merit
scholar. Got that big prize.
Listen, don't let that slide.
Dear son,
you doing, mm-hmm. keep doing it. Mm-hmm. That's all. Keep doing it. These boy them, they slunking on you. They don't even know. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very much.
So who should be expected to attend this event?
Well, this event is, see, and I don't want, the misconception might be that this event is just for Sakas. No, it is not just for Sakas. There is for Sakas, friends of Sakas. If you used to date a Saka, if you didn't date a Saka, mm-hmm. if you know where Saka is, this event is for you. So this all roads lead.
And everybody knows where Saka is, so everybody should be there.
Erin, you used to date someone from Saka?
Listen, I date and break up and would come just to look at them
so
and say, see me now.
Okay, look
this,
at you
this
now.
Could be, this could be on the 18th, which is Saturday, right?
Yes, this Saturday. They're not really gates, but doors. No doors either, but the event will begin at 7:30.
It's really a throwback, right?
This is a throwback event.
It's a bashment, I hear.
Yes.
And there's going to be lots of prizes. We're going to be doing a roll call.
Plenty prizes. Right?
So the year with the largest turnout, we're looking to see who that's going to be. Last time it was a class of 85, mm-hmm. which is my class. Mm-hmm. Let's see if
let's talk about music.
Our numbers.
What type of music will be played at this event?
It's a Catholic school, Cecil. We know exactly what type of music they're going to play.
Be bibbing. That's what anybody knows. They mention Catholic. But anyway, that's something
different. Well, and that's always wonderful under the stars.
Libations, always
wonderful under the stars.
Straight through the ages.
Yeah.
Straight through the decades.
There'll be something
for
everybody. Yeah. So we have DJs there who aim to ensure that everybody stays on that
dance floor. So I can have that enter a Bogle dancing competition, because that's the only dance I can remember from the 90s.
Which one?
Bogle dancing.
Bogle dancing. Yeah, we have that. We love some butterfly. Little pepper seed. They'll Reebok.
Let me put a little red ladybug in your ear.
Mm-hmm. Miss Camp Deaton herself.
The SAC campus houses the monastery, right? On the hill?
Uphill,
yeah.
Right.
Yes.
This is a beautiful, beautiful area. And one of the reasons why I just pretend like I SAC alumni when they talk about this great sporting complex initiative, mm-hmm. is because I live on the path from the monastery, the Catholic monastery, mm-hmm. to the Catholic hermitage.
Mm.
Right? And so Johnson Road actually is a path mm-hmm. from the hermitage mm-hmm. to the monastery. Let me put a little bug in your ear. First thing, I need to be able to hear this music from the top of the path. Mm-hmm. You all need to make sure that my Catholic brothers and sisters mm-hmm. who live at the Hermitage mm-hmm. could hear this party on top of the hill as well.
But there's a fine line here, because we don't want to be accused of disturbing the peace.
That's all right. SAC is a part of our community
now. Well, we will try to ensure that happens, uh-huh. you know, but at least you know that it's taking place anyway. So if you don't hear it, you still know that 7:30 where you should be.
And I want to charge y'all mm-hmm. to consider adopting that path right? I think there's something. There's something important historically about that. Like the road must have been cut from the hermitage to the monastery, mm-hmm. and I just want to throw that out there as a little fascinating thing. And
interesting.
Sakis take charge of everything, and I want them to take charge of this too.
It's a mystery there, I guess.
So where can I get tickets? Where can I get tickets since I look like I go in?
Well, you look like you could get tickets from me today to now.
If you want them, we have them right now, so we can start with that.
Okay. But in addition to that, if you're not here with me, obviously, you can get tickets right at our administration building in Fox Hill, Bernard Road, Zach. You could get it there. You can also get it at
Bruce LaFleur and Associates, architectural firm on Nassau Court. Bruce LaFleur and Associates, Nassau Court. And also
Ponciana Medical Center, right up the road from here on Ponciana. Yes, they'll have tickets there as well.
They're only $20.
Only $20.
Right? $20 is not bad, eh?
Mm-hmm. Not at all. Mm-hmm. And there would be food, drinks on sale. So everybody is just encouraged to come out, you know, shake a leg.
Well, I want to hear about the surprises because I like
plenty things. Tell them about all them things, Tracy.
We can't.
Tell them about two.
Well, we have a lovely gift from John Bull.
Yes. I like John Bull too.
Yes.
We have some gas vouchers.
Yes. I like gas vouchers.
Good things.
We have some beverages. Mm-hmm. And we have
top shelf things.
Some of these.
Oh, okay. Merchandise.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we get merchandise.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you see? My name is on
yes.
It.
Oh,
okay.
Yes. Personalized.
Personalized.
Nice. All the way from Creative Flow. Yes.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And tell us again what the proceeds raised from the event are going towards.
Well, we would like to purchase some tents that we can use during convocation so that the kids are protected and covered.
Yeah, oh, having flashbacks.
You remember that, right?
Yes, I remember the sun.
Some hot days, and with climate change and the severity of the sun, it's become quite uncomfortable.
I'm not sure if Ms. Camp recognized me, but I was lighter skin. Until I went to South.
Until you went there.
And
so
then,
caused all of this
color complexion.
Oh, man.
So I appreciate the tent. Okay. I appreciate the tent.
Yes, and I'm sure.
So then you should be willing to come and donate
your
$20.
I plan to even bring more money to save a child from getting this complexion.
Yes, and I think once the parents hear what we're doing, too, their children probably will encourage them to come.
Yes. This is great. I thought y'all were purchasing tents for, like, GGYA and to send the children out to the bush.
No, they're saying the wilderness tents. These are some wonderful tents because when they come in out for convocation for Thanksgiving service or any mass and stuff, you know, they are set up inside their rows and they bring their...
Y'all will forever be loved by the students because they say life is suffering and a lot of us have gone through that experience of being convinced or people attempting to convince us that suffering is a part of the educational process. And I see that the PTA can work to make things easier for both students and parents in systems that drain all the resources and typically leave the students and teachers with so little to work from.
So let's do a recap on the event in general.
Okay.
First of all, I'd like to say commend you. I didn't know the PTA was so involved and actively involved in and spearhead the initiatives to benefit the student body. So I appreciate that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But again, the event is when? Saturday coming?
Saturday, February 18th at 7:30 p.m. Right there, like I said, on Sox campus. Red Square is the place to be.
Mm-hmm.
We have prizes and surprises. I mean, it's a night to remember through the years.
We're going to have two DJs, DJ Reds and DJ Payne.
Big time beat DJs.
There will be food on sale.
And some surprise DJs too.
Yes, and some
coming
surprises.
Coming to do a set, one or two.
Mm-hmm. And we have, in terms of foods that we're going to provide, Friends with Benefits food truck and Tropical Gyros.
Fries with benefits.
I love Friends with Benefits. But I mean,
not Friends.
Fries. Tracy being giving away all that.
Fries with Benefits.
So I was about to say, will you all have tamarind sauce because it's your friend?
So fries with benefits will be there.
Yeah, will be there. Raquel Dean and
recommended dress code: dancing shoes.
But come to impress.
Yeah, it's a night under the stars.
Yeah.
Now you know we suckers we dressed in breast now.
I going to say, listen, they got some stylish tennis and sneakers out there. To mash the floor, but match.
Best you can.
Yes. Do you.
Do I need to wear red?
You. No, you do not need to wear red.
Listen,
no. You do not need to wear red. Like I said, you did not have to attend SAC. This is for everybody.
People who like music.
People who like music, you like dance. Even the ones who like to come and sit and watch people dance.
I was about to say.
We have somewhere for you all.
First of all, that's me. I need an escort. I need a man who would dance with me. Mm-hmm.
We could provide that.
We don't have to come in the same car.
We could provide that.
At the event, right?
We could provide that. We could find. Yes. Trust me, we could find that.
If I recall, do you like cigars? I like to collect cigars.
Okay. Because I like to give out gifts. Okay. So you have cigars there?
We're going to have a cigar lounge.
A whole lounge.
Okay. See, that's scary that. Because I need the old men waiting to dance, not sitting to smoke cigars.
We have them.
Nice.
Wow. So, photo booth, cigar lounge, food galore. You know, drinks galore.
Awesome prizes.
The 360 photo booth.
360 photo booth. Yes.
For those like memories.
We're going to have the prizes and surprises. To get the prizes, it's going to be
You're going to have a Bohemian music dance off?
All night. Trust me, all night. There will be something to look forward to.
Now, is there a number to call? If I have to send my husband to call this number, figure out what we do on Saturday night. Give him a number to call.
Just in case I forget where to purchase the tickets,
what time it starts.
Call the office.
It's 321-511 or 2.
You know the number.
I used to teach there. I attended there.
I understand.
I married someone from there.
So we're talking to Tracy Halkidis, who's the president of the PTA of St. Augustine's College, and of course, Samantha Kemp, who's a parent rep for the PTA. And they were talking about what it is to be part of PTA, what they're doing, initiatives, and also about the event that is happening this Saturday, the 18th. It's starting out again. Give me the time.
7:30.
Red Square, right? And it's going to be dancing. Dancing all day. Prizes galore. All kind of photo booths. Mm-hmm. What's that thing again?
Tumblr.
With your name on it. Merchandise. They have all kind of merchandise. All kind of merchandise. So I just want to remind people of the event. Go ahead, Aaron.
I'm stunned, you know, as a QC comment. I say, QC, we got to step it up, man.
Of course, you got to step it up.
These guys, I'm doing.
Bring the PTA next.
So hopefully, you know, this event will be a success and it can become a legacy event.
For SAC, we'll be back. We will be back here next year.
A legacy event for SAC and a model for other schools who are attempting to establish themselves as centers of culture and education in the Bahamas.
Often imitated and never duplicated.
I mean, except for QC.
Let's go on our break now. And thank you, ladies, for coming by.
This Saturday, the 18th, at 7:30.
All welcome.
Guide Radio on AM. Be right back.
So much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you. Here we go. J.S.
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises customers in New Providence and Village Road and surrounding areas that due to ongoing pipeline tie-ins into the water main, their water supply will be interrupted from Saturday, February 11, 2023 to Thursday, February 16, 2023 between the hours of 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. the following morning. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience caused as they work to improve their level of service.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Dancing shoes, get up, put on your bright, happy smile, baby, get up, come on, let's dance, drink and shout, go make somebody step again in Nassau Town, go make somebody step again in Nassau Town,
you're in
Nassau, this time of year.
Hello, and I didn't even know I was on all the time. Welcome to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. I'm now live, so this is good. I'm excited, actually. I have a person from the Association of the Blind and Visually Impaired on. I'm going to make sure that they're on Zoom, that they can hear me. Can you hear me?
We're here.
Yes, excellent.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it. You know when you're excited about an interview. I'm very excited about this. I'm assuming that I have on Zoom, I have Whitney Adley, Evans Pierre, and Symphony Burns.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's Irvins Pierre.
Irvins, yes. So, Irvins, yes, we can start with you. What is happening? What is happening with your organization, and what can we help you with?
Actually, with the organization, we are a nonprofit organization. That's the Bahamas Alliance for the Blind and Visually Impaired. We basically cater to adults who is visually impaired and blind. We there to help them in whichever way we possibly can. Those who lost their sight. Sorry. Hello?
I'm here, man. I'm listening.
All right, yeah. That's what we basically do. We help them to, get back in society and, learn to live with their blindness.
Okay. And are you affiliated with the School for the Blind, the National School for the Blind? Because I'm familiar
the Salvation Army School for the Blind. I actually attended there. That's where I graduated from.
And tell me, but I'm familiar with the school, and now I'm learning about this association, and that this, I assume, is post-graduation.
Well, actually, the school, the school caters to young children who are visually impaired and blind, and they teach Braille, Braille, computer, and the regular subjects at the School for the Blind.
Excellent.
But the organization is basically more for adults.
Okay, so let me speak to Symphony Burns. Did you go to the Salvation Army School for the Blind also?
No, I didn't. I went to City Bethel.
Okay.
High school.
And you matriculated to... Go ahead.
Well, I have Stargardt's disease. I was born with it. So it didn't progress as much. I always used to wear glasses when I was in school, but... When I was in grade 12, my grade 3 started to deteriorate due to my vision. So after going to the state, they told me that I had Stargardt's disease. So I was already in grade 12, so I didn't have to worry about going to another school. But it still was a hard process after.
I can imagine that, and particularly for the transition. So as an adult, right, you... starting, for lack of a better word, late in terms of learning Braille and being independent as a visually impaired person. How was that transition? Was this harder for you? How did you get to be apt to be able to be independent as a visually impaired person?
Well, during the transitioning, I learned that something was wrong with my vision, so with Stargardt's disease, I depend on my side vision a lot. And I actually trained myself to use my peripheral vision without even knowing that I was doing it. So during that period of time, I learned tattoos my side vision with writing. I can't see small fonts, but I have to learn how to, well, not learn, but I prefer dark ink pens or using black markers and using certain apps on the phone, like enlarging your fonts. And they have certain apps that can help you to use different colors or tell you, okay, this is that color. And also, I have a good family that, you know, helped me. I have amazing support. So great. All of it helps with, you know, the transfer from one way to a next. But it's extremely difficult because after I graduated from TV Bethel, I went to BTVI, and they're not fully 100% able to help you when you have a situation like that. So that's when it really became difficult. I had to find different ways to help you.
Okay, so let me speak to Whitney. Whitney, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How you doing, Whitney? I'm just trying to make sure I appreciate everyone's scenario. You went to the Salvation School of the Black, matriculated to this association? Go ahead, Whitney. You have to unmute again.
Hello?
Go ahead, Whitney.
I started to become visually impaired in my young adult years. Mm-hmm. I became visually impaired in 2015 when I was 18. So I never went to the School of the Blind. I just transitioned into my visual impairment.
Okay. And all of you now inside this association. And this association basically empowers you to work and be inside the regular environment. Can you give me some initiatives the association push forward that everybody is able to take part in?
We do. I have just came a part of this association last year. Mm-hmm. And so far, I know we had Toastmasters meeting. We do like Braille mobility training, cooking classes. We did cooking classes yesterday just to help you to accept your blindness and loving your eyes and helping you to be out there in the regular world and live a regular normal life as a visually impaired / blind person.
That's great, man, just to know that. What age is the range for this association? Is this like anyone, any adult? So there's like a range of ages, or this is like for young adults?
Well, they have two different sections. Right now you're talking to mostly the youth. And that could start from anywhere from 15 to about 30. And then with the general of family, that's any age. That's really with any age.
And do you all conduct any like fundraisers to help you all with your education and performance? Do they do anything similar to that?
We do.
Yes, so.
Yeah, go, Dario.
Yes, thank you. And so sorry. Actually, we're going to have our first fundraiser for the year on February 25th.
We'll actually have
a South-out.
Go ahead. I'm kind of excited. Go ahead.
We'll actually be having a South-out, which we'll have a ticket donation of $12 that will give you chicken sauce, turkey sauce, and pig feet sauce. And then we'll have Stew Conk add a donation of $15 and have pastries like coconut tart, guava duff on sale, and also beverages. That's going to help us with our anniversary week, which we have in the first week in March. We'll be having a number of different activities that'll be hosted by our youth arm and also our organization.
Where can we find the schedule of events? Is there a website where all of this information is listed?
You should have the information on our Facebook page, which is Bob V Facebook page. You can also get us on WhatsApp via our telephone number 802-2284. And then you can reach out to any of us that are here in the panel, myself, Symphony, Irvins, or Whitney, who can help you with the information.
So give me that WhatsApp number again.
802-2284.
And give me that Facebook account number, name again.
Our Facebook is Bob V Bahamas.
And Bobby is B-A-V-I?
No, it's B-A-B-V-I.
Okay.
Correct.
And tell us what that stands for when we spell it out.
It's Bahamas Alliance for the Blind and Visually Impaired.
All right. And so this week of events, what day does it start in March, the first week of March?
The events for in March is our anniversary, mm-hmm. and it starts from on the 4th of March.
Okay.
We started off with a church service.
Okay.
And let's talk more about this South Out, right? That we're using as a fundraiser to pay for and support the anniversary, right? You said it's February 24th. Where will the South be exactly?
At the Salvation Army workshop. That's off Markey Street, Ivanhoe Road.
Okay, I know where that is, right? And
but give us a landmark. Tell us exactly how. Not everybody knows where Ivanhoe Road is.
Or where Salvation Army is.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but go ahead.
Yeah. It's basically the main Salvation Army location, Topperdale Markey Street.
Okay.
And once you are there, it's situated on Markey Street and Ivanhoe Road. And you turn through Ivanhoe Road, you actually won't be able to miss it. It's going to be that many people that'll be there, but the building is just there on your left-hand side. And you'll see the entrance, you'll see the signage, and you'll see a number of us that'll be present on the outside and inside of the actual building.
All right. Have you made arrangements for parking with any of the businesses in the area? Where should I park when I come?
So the event itself is going to take place at 8 a.m. in the morning. Mm-hmm. And if you know Markey Street, it's going to be quite accessible during those business hours. But you can park along Markey Street Road and then Ivanhoe Road. We'll have access for parking and walk-up service.
All right. So you mean you could park in the parking spots available on Markey Street in front of the Salvation Army, right?
Correct. The Salvation Army and then along Ivanhoe Road.
Right. I want to encourage members of the public and people coming to participate at the event that although you are coming to support them charitably, remember, this is the Bahamas Alliance for the Visually Impaired. We're going to need you to park your cars properly so people who are visually impaired or who have issues with mobility can also traverse the area safely.
I want to ask Whitney and Symphony whether they cook, because I want to know which sauce I need to buy, which they cook in. So you tell me which one you're responsible for, and then I'll come and get that.
We are not cooking, but we have a lovely...
Well, why you call me? I want your food.
No. Well, I'll look to you one of these days. What do you want? Because... I could throw down now.
I want sheep tongue sauce with pig feet in it.
Oh, that's deep. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a powerful combination.
So February 24th, all of you will be there. So I could come and ask.
25th. It's the 25th.
Why do I keep on saying the 24th? The 25th. That's Saturday, is it?
Yes.
Pardon me?
Yeah, I think that's a Saturday, right? Saturday,
yes,
8 a.m.
Saturday morning.
It's a Saturday morning.
Saturday morning at 8 a.m. at Ivanhoe Road, Salvation Army, and that's the school grounds there, right?
The workshop
place. Yeah,
the workshop, yeah.
It's good. And I just want to, since I have you on, right, and we're promoting that, I know at once upon a time, part of the Salvation Army school and part of the alumni part, right? They had businesses that the visually impaired was involved in. I just want to know if that's still active and that whether any of you are involved in that. I know they used to do like brooms and mops and stuff similar to
that. That's where we actually have in the South Zone.
At the mop shop?
Where they make the mops.
Okay.
And I'm currently working now, employed.
That's where you work?
Yes, sir.
Good. So that means I got to be committed to come and buy a mop too. So that's the same with all the things I can buy.
We actually sell the mops by bun, by six.
Okay.
So we don't sell it singly.
That's okay, because he need to buy me a mop too. We good. We can work this one out.
All right, then.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's great to know. So you send them in bundles of six, like a wholesale purchase. This is good.
Yes,
so
sir.
Families... Y'all understand now this is something y'all could buy in bulk, save money on, and distribute throughout the family. I know that a store like Fresh Market does hire members of the disabled community. Typically, I think people who have hearing challenges are people from the Alliance. Are you facilitating employment in businesses that can facilitate people with visual impairments?
Well, we are reaching out to certain companies to hopefully for them to hire people that are blind or visually impaired or with any other because mind you, even though we have our difficulties, we still want to work and we're still empowered to work. We want to make some money. Mm-hmm. So to any person that is hiring or you have your own business, don't be afraid to hire someone like us because we are motivated to work and we want to work and we are willing to, you know, show you ways that we work and that we compromise even though that we have our certain situation.
Mm-hmm. And we are very capable. Many members of the organization are from different industries, whether this may have been from when we were within the workforce in our former life before being blind and visually impaired, mm-hmm. but we've also learned to transition and be able to use our different abilities. An individual like myself who is very capable within the hospitality industry, consultancy, and can help in any way possible with someone that may need assistance who, you know, want to work. Every organization within the Bahamas should have a certain percentage of their workforce, their labor force, who are differently able, who may be blind or who may be challenged in walking or any other disability. You know, we're people too, and you know, we need to make a living to sustain ourselves, but we are definitely very capable of carrying on different work. Like Irvin said, he's actually currently employed at the Salvation Army, and there are different individuals that are able to work within many different industries.
I'm familiar with a lady who works on a switchboard, the answering the phones for a government office, and she's visually impaired. So I'm excited about opportunities that all of you can go and take advantage of. So I'm excited about that. But you mentioned you're celebrating your anniversary. How much years is it that you're celebrating now?
26 years.
Okay. And the association being around for 26 years and is an empowerment association where they find avenues for persons who are visually impaired to propel themselves forward, like opportunities and stuff like that.
Yes, and also to become comfortable with your eyes and knowing that you are just as regular as everybody else, being comfortable in yourself, loving who you are as a person, and knowing that no matter what we go through in life, everybody hits stumbling blocks, everybody hits. You just got to know that you can push forward through anything. We may be visually impaired, but at the end of the day, or blind, but at the end of the day, we still can do anything that a regular person could do. So it's just becoming comfortable and loving who you are, just coming out your skin and knowing that you are beautiful or you are handsome beyond what's on the older parents.
You mentioned the word comfortable and to become comfortable several times. At least everyone mentioned that. How important is that? It seems to be like that's one of the guidelines for the organization.
You know, when you transition into becoming visually impaired, because some people born blind and they grow, you know, they go to the blind school or whatever. But you get some people who become visually impaired or blind through, you know, different stuff that happen in our lives. And at the beginning, it's very hard. Getting sick is hard. Anything which you have to go through in life and it becomes a challenge and you have no control over it, it becomes very hard. But it's something that you don't have no control over. So you have to accept it. Either you accept it or you let it defeat you. And I think for, you know, Bambi, we want people to know that you can still do anything you put your mind to. The sky isn't the limit. You could reach beyond the sky. and you can still be the person who you always wanted to be before you even become visually impaired or even being visually, even being blind, you still can do what you want to do. And with that comes with you becoming comfortable at where you are. If you don't accept it, you would not become comfortable and you would not want to go there and do something that, you know, because your pride stops us from doing that stuff. Because we're afraid of how people could look at us, if people could stare, if people could point.
And
we got to be comfortable in our own skin and say, yeah, I'm different, but I'm special, you know?
I think I have a caller here who wants to engage. 1 minute for me. That's an attempt to see if I get this call. Caller, can you hear me?
Good morning.
Yes. Caller, go ahead.
Yes, just the young lady that just spoke, oh, she empowered me because I've been visually impaired for about 16 years. And like she said, the sky is the limit. Mm-hmm. I can do anything that I want to do. I cook, I wash, I clean. Yesterday was Valentine. I did Valentine baskets and took them out on the street. I made jewelry, and I still sold straw bags. Now, the sky's the limit for those young people.
That is,
they really encourage me.
Absolutely.
Now, had I known about the salsa, because I cook also, I will donate a pot of salsa.
It ain't too late. It's also coming up.
So who to call? Give me a number so I can have this lady call you all and so she can donate on pot.
Yes.
Yes.
Let me give my number off of air.
Okay. So
And I want to get in touch with Aaron.
Okay. All right. Leave your number with the producer. I'll get the number and then we'll speak to one of the representatives to get in contact with you.
And I'll get it from the producer as well.
Good? So we'll do that.
Okay.
All right, so now I have a quick question because the caller just said, listen, I do everything. I can do anything. Is BAPV working with the Disabilities Commission and the trade unions to provide access to technology to facilitate visually impaired people engaging in more and more jobs and careers?
I think that's what BAPV is working on because we had a meeting talking about it. We want to bring forth everything to light to go to different trades. I think that's what they are doing now because there's not a lot of accessibility in the Bahamas per se for visually and blind people or even people with different disability. We need more of that. We even working on getting a building just for the blind and visually impaired to come, you know, our own building. We're working on that as well, even with bus transportation, you know, but it's up to us to come out and, you know, just be in the limelight to talk more about it. People are afraid to come out and to talk. And I advise everybody that is dealing with any disability or any visual impairment or any blindness to don't be afraid. Come out. Your voice speaks volume. Your voice speaks empowerment. Don't be afraid. Come out, talk, and let everybody know that you are special. You are different, but you are regular. You are still a human and you can do anything.
Absolutely.
To add on to what Whitney said, I also want to reach out to people that have vision, that have, even if y'all are wearing glasses, I want everybody to at least go to an eye appointment and get y'all eyes tested because some diagnosis might not be right there or y'all might not know y'all have it. Mm-hmm. But just by y'all going to that eye examination, y'all could catch whatever y'all could have cataracts or an eye situation that can be fixed. So I would advise y'all to go and get tested. So if y'all have something, it can be fixed or y'all could start taking that medication to, you know.
Before it's irreversible.
Yeah, before it gets worse. Yeah. I really want to say that.
Yeah, but absolutely. Yeah. It's important to encourage for civil society along with optometrists and people in the industry to encourage people to regularly get their eyes tested. If you drive a car, in fact, we lobby for the insurance industry to require regular site testing for motor vehicle insurance and just get it into the culture. The text line, the text is saying they want to know if being called blind is derogatory. Is it okay to use the term blind in 2023, or do we only say visually impaired?
You can say blind. It's just how you say it. Because some people can be really rude when they say it. So it's how you say it that we take it.
Yes, absolutely. It is. I remember when I first became visually impaired, and, you know, they call it legally blind. Legally blind. Mm-hmm. And I went through, like, a transition where I didn't want, like, people to talk about blindness around me because I have not accepted it yet. But it's the way how you approach the situation and the way how you talk. Some people say things in a negative form.
Yeah, and you can feel it.
Format. But if you come off in a polite way, it's fine. But when you come off derogatory, like saying it in a negative way, of course, anybody will take defense with what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's how you say things.
I don't like using legally blind because that's for politicians. That's not for people with visual impairments.
But that's a doctor saying you are legally blind.
Legally blind, low vision, visually impaired.
Yeah. And before
people that are living with blindness, you know, we are very comfortable in our skin. You know, we are happy to be here. We are out there. For a lot of us, like, you know, Valentine's, we've had opportunities to be out on blind dates, pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want people to understand that our personalities speaks for itself. You know, we are able to gel with anyone, any heavy hitters, anyone that want to interact with us. We're able to, you know, have normal conversations. Blindness in itself is not contagious. And not because we can't see you means that we're not here. We're human.
Absolutely.
We're normal. We're humans too. And we love having fun. We love to interact. And we like to do normal things that anyone else want to do. Dominoes.
And you have a right to, be here, and you deserve equal and equitable access to everything everybody else gets. As we end the show, we're all out of time. Your next fundraiser is going to be a blind date speed dating challenge. That's what y'all going to do to raise money next time. We all out of time.
Hello?
Mr. Nuri, close.
Hello? Okay,
go ahead.
I just wanted to say, I mean, even as the caller said, you know, she cook and clean. I actually does all of that stuff. I actually run. I'm actually the head of my house. And I deal with my landlord myself. And I have siblings. You know, they come to me. And we basically pay our bills together. But I basically pay all of my stuff online.
So what I'll do is I definitely need your number because I need to get in contact with you. February 25th. February 25th is going to be a South Out at the place, didn't even place again, Aaron, at the Salvation Army.
Oh, on Mackey Street and Ivanhoe Road at the Mop Shop, the workshop.
Okay. This has been Guided Radio AM, and have a wonderful day.